Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
And hello, it's me, Helen Thorne. Hi, how are we all?
Well, at least two of us are very excited, Helen.
We are. We're out. We have wine. Our children are asleep.
Those are all three very good reasons to be excited. But also we have an extra special reason to be overexcited this week.
Shall we tell them?
Go on.
Well, we are going to do Scummy Mummies Live, everyone.
And that's a genuine frightened because yeah, we've committed to doing an hour-long stage performance in November and we haven't written any jokes at all.
No,
but that's fine.
That's plenty of time.
It'll be fine.
Yes, it will be fine. It'll be great.
So we're calling it the Scummy Mummy Show, and it's going to be an hour-long stage show of us, and it's basically sort of going to be this, hopefully with slightly less wine, and better jokes.
One hopes. It's going to be amazing, exciting. We're playing to an enormous crowd, aren't we, Ellie?
Huge.
We've booked out the Hammersmith Apollo for this one, straight to the top.
That's right. Not 35 people, not 36 people, but 37 people. That is how many seats this auditorium holds.
That is our huge, big audience that we will have. So book now, people.
Book now. So it's on Saturday, November the 9th. Tickets are £5, which I think is very reasonable.
If you've
listened to previous episodes of this podcast, you may disagree. But it's £5. And it's at the London Theatre.
They
say theatre, as I say, 37 seats.
That's it.
On New Cross Road. And you can, if you go to scummymummies.com, there's a link there for buying tickets. And, and all that. Have I sold it enough?
I think so. That's it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Get your credit card out now. Yep. Book those tickets. We'll see you there.
Yeah, we've already sold nearly a third of the tickets, in fact,
12.
At the time of recording. So, yeah.
Well done.
You say
us.
12. That doesn't sound as good as why I said
sorry,
a third.
Sorry, a third. A third of this.
35.3%. 2%. Not pretty
there
good.
There we
maths.
Are. Success. 4 exclamation marks.
So I'm sure we'll bang on some more about the show.
Yeah, you'll
later.
Hear about it again. We'll you know, by about podcast number 6, we'll be pleading for those two beds.
Please.
Anyway, good to have you back, listeners. We've loved your feedback. We've loved hearing from you. And it's been, it's been a great week for the Scummy Mummies, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've had some lovely comments about episode 2. And we talked, of course, last time we played Rock, Paper, Shame.
And that obviously struck a chord with our very good listener and friend, Kate McDonald, all the way from New Zealand.
Oh, hello, Kate.
Hello, Kate. And she's just had her third baby.
Oh, my goodness.
Salute to that. Look, chink to Kate.
Well done, you.
Yes. And she, amongst looking after her three children, has managed to write us a message on Facebook to tell us about how she presents healthy food to the wider public. And she says, I always slice up a piece of fruit for the kids when I host a coffee group to keep up appearances. We call it the sacrificial pear.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, I won't look at pears again.
No.
I'll just think of Kate McDonald in New Zealand with her three beautiful children and her fake fruit.
What does she do with it afterwards? Does she have a little secret room where it's just full of decaying pieces of pear?
Slightly brown pieces of fruit.
Oh, well done,
next
you, Kate.
Next to the empty boxes of chocolate biscuits. We're not judging, Kate. No, we're your people.
That's a top tip. I think that's a top tip.
That's it. Keep a pair handy when visitors are coming.
Yeah. So did we have any other feedback?
I had some feedback from my husband, who was just thrilled that I talked about us not having sex on our holiday. Oh, thank you, darling. Yeah, he was so happy about that. So hopefully we've increased our listeners so I can reiterate that we did not have sex on our holiday. Sorry, darling.
With each other.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Will. Is that just making it worse?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Yeah, we can have a fight about it later.
Yeah. I feel like I should do something to annoy Pete now.
All right.
Just to redress the balance. I'll think of something. I'll be ticking over as we go. But we've got lots of exciting stuff coming up, haven't we?
Yes, we do. We do.
We're going to do some news.
Yes.
That's always a treat.
Good. Yeah.
We've got a new feature called Bin Watch. It's like Spring Watch, but it will make you feel nauseous.
Yeah. What is in your bin this week?
Very exciting.
Without Bill Oddie.
We might do a bit of fashion.
Yes. That's always a high on everyone's agenda as a mother of young children.
Absolutely. Again, anyone who knows us or even has looked at our website will know we're extremely fashionable.
That's it.
Yeah. So watch out for that. And we're bringing back, by popular demand, as in one person asked about it, we're going to bring back Handbag Surprise.
Handbag Surprise.
Yeah. So lots of reasons to keep listening. Please love us. Please don't go. Just stay. We just want to be held.
Keep your hand off the stop button. There we are.
But let's start with what we've been up to this week. Helen, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I had the lovely treat of taking two young children to the dentist.
Oh, dreamy.
Yes, I know. So we'd been running around the park, so they looked sunburnt when they went in. And this was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I took them in, and Hugo decided to do a poo and then fall asleep in his own shit.
Oh, bless.
So I thought, he doesn't need to see the dentist. He's nicely marinating in his own nappy. So I left him downstairs as any responsible mother.
Because
the reception said, he'll be right. So I went, sure. So
was she also in the Young Doctors in 1989?
Yeah, that's right. So notice, sorry, because my South London accent's not so great. I won't do it. I know from previous experience, I'm very bad at accents, so I'll just keep to the Australian one. Anyway, so I took Matilda up, and we usually have a lovely lady dentist who is very sweet and very kind, very kid friendly. But we got to see Dr. Tommy. And the first thing he did to Matilda was said, are you experiencing any pain? Oh, sorry, I'm doing an accent. I shouldn't do that anyway. So Dr. Tommy...
He's like, I think it's all right because I have no idea what country this guy is from.
Yeah, okay,
so
it's
not offensive.
It's safe,
because
right.
No one... That could be Wales, that could be Jamaica, it could be the Isle of Wight. Nobody has any
clue. All right. So Dr. Tommy started prodding Matilda's face saying, have you got any pain? And she's just looking at me with troubled eyes. And then he checks her teeth and then just gets out this big kind of sharp implement with some fluoride on it. And said, all right, you know, sit still kind of thing. And she just burst into tears, closed her mouth. Oh, I know. So it was really awful. And then she still demanded a princess sticker, which is fair enough.
I think that's perfectly reasonable. Yeah, so I hear that Middleton got one after the birth, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
really big one.
Yeah. So that was nice. But the real treat for the dentist was Matilda sat down and said, we're going to the sweet shop after this. So, yeah, I got the judging eyes, from the dentist. And he said, if you are going to give your children sweets, make sure it's with the dinner and, cut out fizzy.
With their dinner?
Yeah, with their dinner.
Just mix it with the peas.
That's right.
Haribo and peas for dinner again, kids.
That's right.
Yay!
Yeah. So spaghetti bolognese and Smarties. My favourite. that's right.
Marshmallows and chips. Yum, yum, yum.
That's right. Well, that could be our new cookbook, Ellie. Save that thought. So I got the judging eyes and the lecture afterwards. But, yeah, we did go to the sweet shop afterwards because we were all so upset. And sugar's always a great comfort. That's what's kept me so slim.
Yeah, I'm frankly, diabetes will be a mercy.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Absolutely can't wait.
So,
oh,
yeah,
well, that sounds
really,
you know,
good. Yeah,
that sounds unpleasant and stressful. I'm sorry it happened to you.
Yeah,
but thanks for sharing it.
Yeah, that's it. That's my tip. And Ellie, so what have you been up to this week?
This week, Charlie had his 2-year checkup.
Oh.
Only 2 months late. I thought that was pretty reasonable. Really,
he still is technically two.
He still is technically two. Exactly. It is 2 years, and we have had it confirmed. He is a human child.
Oh,
so
there
that's
we
a
have.
Relief.
Oof.
The real highlight of the trip for the two-year check was my husband, because you know they do the height and stuff and the percentiles and all that. And my husband asking if they could measure his head, our son's head.
Yeah, not Pete's head.
Not, although I wouldn't have been surprised. Because our son does have quite a big head, and my husband's very very proud of this. I wanted to know what percentile he was on, and the lady very nicely said, "I'm afraid we don't do that." No, and then we weighed Charlie, not his head, his entire frame.
It's tricky to do that, just to separate the limbs. And
you have to get that bathtub of water and do like a sort of So we weighed him on the scales, and then my 35-year-old husband said, "Oh, can you weigh me as well?" Mm-hmm. And the lady said, "The scales only go up to 20 kilos, I'm afraid, sir." You
know. And was it one of those bath ones? Did he have to go down to his pants?
No.
Line it with that special blue towel.
Oh, yeah, lovely. So basically, Charlie was absolutely beautifully behaved and lovely, and my husband was massively embarrassing.
So there you go. We've taken the piss out of Pete now.
Yeah, that's
all
right.
Even Stevens, really.
Even Stevens. And then we didn't have sex in the health centre, if that makes anyone feel better as well. We just went home. So
sounds really successful.
What a fun week we've had.
Oh, I know. It's just one funny thing after another, really. Keeps us laughing all the way to the first glass of wine.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, we should talk about the wine, because it has been noted by my mother that she can hear the clinking of wine glasses.
That's a very cleverly edited in sound effect. I am still learning with the sound effects. Mm. And my entire knowledge of them is based on the Archers, basically. So just reading a newspaper.
Look at those sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to do something. I can only do wine glasses.
Yeah. You don't drink enough on the Archers, I think. No. If they did, it would liven things up a bit.
Oh, absolutely. The Archers is a radio show for our international listeners, Ellie.
Sorry, international
My mum's listening in Australia, so translate.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry to exclude you. It's like Neighbours, but everyone's really stuck up.
Mm. And they're a bit sad too.
Yeah,
on the
sad.
As well.
Very tired. Mm.
A lot of issues. We digress. Anyway.
God, those potty tunnels. I don't know. So, should we do some news?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to start with our first news item?
Yes. Da ba da ba 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 ba. That's not really newsy, is it? Pew, pew,
pew. It's Flash Gordon reading the news today.
Sorry. Yes, it's a video game of the news. For those of you who listen to podcast too, you would have heard that I flew back from Singapore on Singapore Airlines a few weeks ago, and my kids made a bit of a stink, and you know that. Well, literally, we had to change seats. we made a lot of noise. We did a lot of kicking, etc., etc. And then I read this week in the news that Singapore Airlines is providing an option that air passengers can pay an upgrade of 10 quid, $14, to not sit near children. And I'm not sure if there's a direct correlation between my badly behaved children who pissed their pants and threw and inserted raisins into different PowerPoints on the plane to this new initiative.
Coinky dink.
I don't know.
I think not.
I know. So we're all a bit surprised. So so if there are any listeners out there, because I, you know, maybe I would actually pay for it if I was going on a flight myself. But yeah. There you go.
Well, my question is, can you pay $14 not to sit next to your own children?
Can you
just put them in the back of the plane and then pay your £10 and then just go and sit next to a nice, you know, advertising executive who's 25 and hates children? Because that would make me pretty happy.
But where will it stop, though, Ellie?
Where will it stop?
Can you pay not to sit next to a smelly person or a person who's going to talk too much? You know, there's many options you could go with.
I'm up for those options.
Children are annoying, but there's multi levels anyway.
I don't know. I'm trying to like imagine how I would feel like before I had kids.
Yeah, I remember I used to scan, you know, scan the departure lounge, going, how many kids is this going to be? Sort of thing, but. I shouldn't swear, should I?
Oh no, it's fine. It's just adding hours of work onto me editing the podcast.
Beep. I did love the beeps last podcast.
Yeah, someone said these are on Twitter. Someone said these are the worst beeps I've ever heard.
Oh, we will not be beaten on beeps. That's great.
I'm trying, everyone. I'm really trying very hard.
Ellie is the technical whiz who cuts down our 4.5 hours of drunken banter to a neat half an hour.
But I'm not a wizard at all. I'm like Mickey Mouse in the Sorcerer's Thing where all the brooms and it just floods and it's like that. Oh, God!
Anyway, I'll stop singing.
I enjoyed it. And I think, actually... I feel less guilty. Like if my child is sitting with other children and my child is not the worst, then that's
paid a sit away for me, and then I don't get your huffy puffy.
Exactly.
Very good. So you get either people who like kids or people who are cheap. Both my people. Either way, I understand. Yeah.
We're winning. So yeah, well done you, Singapore Airlines. Yeah. Conclusion.
Good on you.
Now we've got rent down here. You want to talk about Middleton again?
I know,
don't
you? You know, because I love the Royals. But anyway,
I think I'm going to rename the news section "Stuck in the Middleton with You" because it's just you talking about Middleton.
Love the English press for all its sophisticated headlines. But basically, Kate Middleton emerged from
the chrysalis.
She's come out and looks thin as a pin.
Do you think has she done personal training or something?
She's got full support in, clothes, fashion, eating, all that sort of thing. Unless she's very, very good at breastfeeding, it's just sucked. Prince George has sucked the fat off her. But she didn't have much to begin with anyway, to be honest. So
But that did happen to me a bit. Like I remember being thinner after a few weeks of breastfeeding, being thinner before I got pregnant.
That's true.
Weighing less than before I got pregnant. And that's why I'll still be breastfeeding Charlie when he's 28.
Just so I can
keep my spelt figure.
Anyway, enough of that, lady. Middleton.
I feel sorry though, because she must have to, if she came out with an ounce of fat on her, she would be crucified.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And quite rightly. No, I don't mean that.
We
that,
all
Middleton.
Like to laugh and point. Yeah.
We love you. Oh, we don't. We're just trying to be
She's not
human.
Really our people. I can't see her having a pint and a fart with us, Ellie. Can you?
No. Well, if she is listening, we always say, but if she is listening,
if she is, yes,
Middleton,
Princess
anytime you want a pint and a part, even, either a pint and a fart, down the capital, the Wetherspoons in Forest Hill.
That's
there
right.
Every Tuesday, 8 o'clock, we'll be waiting.
Yeah, get the chips ready, and sauce. Chips and cheese. Right, so
what's next?
Well, we have an exciting new segment in episode 3 called Bin Watch.
Bin Watch!
What is in our bins this week? / healthy eating gone wrong. Mm-mm. Shall you start, Ellie?
I could start. I had it, because in my bin right now, I had an unfortunate incident this morning. It doesn't actually involve my son, but. Yeah, so this morning I made myself a lovely slice of bread. Organic.
Oh, of course,
Sainsbury's,
yes.
So organic.
So organic.
Darling. Bread. Some lovely, pay the difference, as I call it, Grand Marnier pâté.
Oh, very,
very
nice.
Nice. Thinking, this is delicious.
I love a pâté.
And I was eating and I suddenly thought, have I put some blue cheese on here? Was there some Saint-Aguer on the knife? And then I suddenly went, and looked at the rest of the packet of bread and it was all mouldy and I'd eaten the mouldy bread and I suddenly felt violently
mouldy cheese, not the bread. You could have confused.
No, it was bread. Yeah, it was bread. And it was and it was awful. And I went to Leo and I tried to make myself sick.
So
that in my bin right now is the part of mouldy bread I haven't eaten, but at least
beautiful.
I didn't give it to my son.
Yeah,
he probably frankly would have scoffed it down.
Yeah, that's it.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
No mold. Yes.
What Anything? About you?
Well, I decided, listeners, to make a recipe off the telly, which I rarely do because we do base our eating on things I can boil in one pot and things I can cook in the stove in 12 to 14 minutes as per the package of fish fingers. So I decided to make an I can cook. Da, 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 da. No, that's the wrong theme song. Anyway, theme song.
I enjoyed it anyway. I love your singing. I could listen to you all day if I was drunk.
Oh, dear. Drink some more. So I made a pizza from I Can Cook, the lovely Katie. Anyway, so I made the base.
Did the dough and everything. You
did the dough.
Was there the yeast?
Yeah, no. No, just it was a
Not
pretty,
your own.
No.
Just... Was there yeast involved?
No, not locally sourced. So I made the dough. I made the base, and the recipe said to put cheese and cut up grapes on the top, which is not a natural pizza.
Grapes on a pizza?
Yeah, that's going down the pineapple road, which
unacceptable. Yeah.
Anyway,
those Hawaiians have got a lot to answer for.
Incorrect. Anyway, Katie told me to. So I thought, here we are. I'm presenting something from the telly. Surely my children will buy into it. And I said to Matilda, here, I've made pizza from scratch. And she said, I don't like scratch. I don't want to eat scratch. It'd taken me half an hour to make this pizza. So back to fish fingers and toast it was for us that night in the bin. So that was what's in my bin. Delightful.
I know.
Less. Not doing that again.
Yeah, no, what a waste of time.
I know. I could have been on Facebook instead, really using my time wisely.
Well, that's what's in our bins.
Hello. And please do feel free, if with any of these segments, to email us what's been in your bin this week. Is it a carrot? Is it quinoa? I doubt it's a fish finger. We all know we hoover those up afterwards ourselves. That's what my
absolutely.
Husband lives on.
Sometimes
fish fingers.
I cook a pack of 12 and just have them as sort of hors d'oeuvre.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
It's nice.
Dip it in a bit of Hellman's best.
Tim Hellman's mayonnaise is my favourite.
That's right.
You always think it's going to be really nice and then it never quite is.
No, that's right. It doesn't live up to it really, does it?
But yeah, you can tell us what's in your bin by emailing scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com.
We'd love to hear from you. Or just post something on the Facebook for
put
us.
Put something on the Facebook, facebook.com/scummymummiespodcast.
Tweet at Scummy Mummies.
I think we've got more professional, more smooth.
Oh, we
than
have.
That
Look,
we're not
that's
going, a, you can oh. Twitter us with the Facebook on a fax machine.
On the internet. Oh. Call us on our landlines between these numbers.
that's
smooth.
Us. That's smooth. Well, we should you know what we should have done for Binwatch? We should have done like a some people stand in the darkness.
Oh, you like Baywatch?
Yes! Yes!
High five to me getting your cultural
all right.
reference.
I feel like
we could cross
an ocean.
Yeah, we could just stand over our bins in a pair of red bathers going, or swimmers, sorry, the UK equivalent, going, oh, this needs rescuing. Oh, no, the quinoa salad. How can we save it?
That's it. Yeah. Everyone wants to see that. But you can't wait for the YouTube version of this podcast, listeners.
I know. The visuals will be a hoot.
So normally at about this point, we normally have like a culture section where we talk about a film we've seen or a book. I say normally again, we've done it twice.
Yeah.
But previously we've done that. We're not really doing like a culture section this week.
No,
Helen,
I have not read a book and I have not seen a film.
No.
But guess what we've done, dear listeners?
We've done a gig.
We did a gig. We went to a stand-up gig.
Together.
And performed.
Not together.
No, not together. No, separately. But, because we are so far advanced in our stand-up careers, we performed in a truck container in Deptford in South London.
Literally the back of a lorry, yeah.
Back of a lorry near a pizza bus.
Yeah, just to put it in context, it's near a bus that has been converted to sell pizza next to a shisha cafe And then there's the shipping container under a flyover in Deptford.
Yeah, that's nice.
It really is. You know, Michael McIntyre, eat your heart out.
That's right. That's Eddie Izzard, you are jealous. So we performed to an audience of two people.
Yep.
And five very strange comedians.
Yes, including us.
Including us, yes. So look, this is culture right here. So we had to begin with a 77-year-old Hungarian woman who talked about 50 Shades of Grey.
She's fabulous. I went to her wedding. She was brilliant.
She wiped the floor on those two audience members.
Yeah. She was... The highlight of the act was she lifts up her shirt at one point to reveal a T-shirt with her own face on it. Yeah. I won't explain why, because I can't really explain it. But that was amazing. No, she was great. And then the rest was sort of a mixed bag, wasn't it?
We had a storyteller who told a 16-minute... Count them, 16-minute story about the devil, a goat, and a farmer.
And the moral of the story was, don't ever go to a storyteller evening.
That's right. It was very odd. And then there was a poet.
Oh, yes. Ooh. That guy.
Mm. Ooh. 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 So he was talking about sex and depression and jealousy and...
He did a poem about the end of a relationship called Autopsy.
That's right.
Which culminated in him talking about his testicles being squeezed out of his body like oysters.
Yeah.
That was nice.
We just wanted to go home after that. Or I just wanted to drink quite heavily. Hit the brown liquor after that one. Oh, heavens to Betsy. So this is our life. Look at us.
That's a night out.
Celebrity.
So that's culture.
That covered a lot of genres.
Yeah, that's poetry done and
storytelling.
Storytelling. Is that culture?
Yeah, and despair. Coming up next, now back by popular demand, because my neighbour said she liked it.
Oh, that's two people who said they liked it.
Oh, there you go. Oh, snap.
Frankly, that's democracy in action.
Oh, there we are. The people have spoken, Ellie. So
it's handbag surprise.
Handbag surprise.
Handbag surprise. Handbag surprise.
Handbag surprise.
Handbag surprise.
Oh, my God. How can we not remember that wonderful jingle? So what's your handbag surprise, Ellie?
My handbag surprise is that I haven't got a handbag.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh. So I did a gig on Monday night in Clapham. And
Posh.
Well, sort of. I don't know if you've seen the bar Gigalum. It's right on the commons, Clapham Common. And, yeah, it's a bit like trying to sort of learn French in the middle of Ibiza. Trying to stand up there. It's just not really conducive, but it was fine. So I did my bit and I came and I was enjoying the other acts, and then I looked down at my handbag and it wasn't there anymore.
Oh, darling.
So that's a real handbag surprise. My handbag had been stolen. So
surprise.
Handbag surprise. That was my handbag surprise.
Oh, darling. And did the purple monkey go? Well, the purple hippo.
The purple hippo wasn't in that handbag, so it was all right.
Oh, okay.
But usually there is some sort of farmyard animal in all of my handbags, so God knows, you might have got the sheep. I don't know.
I might have got some bonus raisins as well.
And yeah.
A bit of old breadstick.
Yeah, that'll be it.
That'll teach him.
I am sad that I can't play handbag surprise, but...
Hello.
We can play with your handbag.
How about that? It's a one-off. Have a dip.
Oh, my goodness. Look at this. Right. I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going in.
Hello.
That's a wallet. That's a pen. Oh, what's this?
What's this? What have you got?
It's very tactile. It's a beautiful beaded bracelet.
That's it.
What, is there a story behind it? It's a lovely green.
Oh, a green bracelet. Well,
is it plastic?
It is plastic. This, you can hear that.
Oh,
my mum gave this to me for my birthday.
Oh.
Not very funny, dear listener, but it is very nice.
Well, hopefully you've been touched anyway. Yeah.
No. So my mum gave me this, and this is the bracelet I like to wear when I do my comedy.
Oh. For like good luck or because you think it's funny?
I don't know. No, I think it's bright and green and it reminds me of my mum.
Oh,
that's lovely.
Right, let's find something funnier.
Yeah, good, quick. redeem this.
That feels like,
what's going on?
I'm going to pull out a handful of things. I'm just going to go for it.
Oh, what? Ugh.
Just going to Oh, that's a lovely mirror. That's not. Oh, look at this. Another green plastic bracelet.
With
we
a
really
green
are
ring.
Doing
I
very
know.
Well. And a green plastic ring.
I know. Look, there's a whole lot of green things.
And, oh, now this is nice. Herbs and acupuncture. Oh, you this so you've got a business card for herbs and acupuncture. They offer acupuncture massage and cupping therapy.
Oh, have you not, been not cupping. Some cupping therapy? No, cupping.
Cupping therapy. Is that where they just lift your boobs up for half an hour just to make you feel better and say to you, this is what it was like when you were 25. Do you remember?
Oh, I would like that. Yes.
Oh, I'd love that.
Herbal medicine and reflexology. Yes. I've got this. I've got this card because Matilda decided to pick up all of these herb and acupuncture cards from the hairdresser. So this poor person, I should actually go and pay her a visit now because Matilda took them all and coloured them in while I was getting my hair done. I know.
Maybe give them a free plug now. Give them an advert now.
They don't have, they're just called herbs and acupuncture.
It's not a business card.
No, it's not. We'll leave that then.
That was handbag surprise. Oh, my goodness. Well, dear listeners, we've almost reached the end.
We have.
Because we are trying to keep it a bit tighter this year, this week. Yeah, not the end of mine. Jesus, this is we've got a show to write, Helen.
Oh, I know. We've got the night. The night is young, Ellie. It's only 4 a.m. Really.
Well, would you like to introduce our final item?
Oh, well, back by again popular demand. It's Scummy Mummy Confessions. So I'll hand it over to Ellie. She's got a particularly good one this week.
Ah, yeah. Well, today has been, even just today alone, has been spectacular. Not 4 hours ago, dear listener. His bum was a bit red, so we gave him a bit of nappy off time, you know. Mm. And Pete sat him on a dining chair, and they were doing an upholstered dining chair. I think we all know where this is going.
Yeah.
To do a lovely puzzle. That's a nice thing, isn't it? And then I was cooking the kitchen, and then suddenly I heard Pete go, "Oh,
oh no!"
And
Charlie.
I went, "What?" And Charlie had done what can only be described as a rainbow of poo-poo. Like, it was like everything he'd eaten for the last 24 hours in sort of bands, coloured bands.
Oh, wow.
Just sitting there on the upholstered dining chair.
Oh,
and,
nice. Good move, Daddy.
Yeah. So well done.
Yes.
Well, so what's your scummy mind? Have you got one?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
Why don't you have a think?
Yeah.
Why don't you read out a reader's?
Oh, that's right. We're
readers,
going back to our
listeners.
Our listeners. The lovely Helen Brooks had said, while she was getting money out of her cash point at Western Hill the other day, Isla, her little daughter, took a swig out of a pint of lager someone had left on the wall. Delightful.
Oh, dear.
We're all thirsty. We all get thirsty. And that wasn't as bad as the time that she accepted and ate a packet of pork scratchings from a tramp in Kilburn. Helen Brooks, we salute you.
Well
and
done.
Isla. Fantastic. Isla.
That is a very strong contender.
Yes, I think so. We salute you, Helen Brooks.
We've got another one here. We've got one from Shannon Kate Archer. She wrote slightly cryptically, underpants, post-childbirth and beyond.
Mm.
I can only assume she's been wearing underpants.
Oh, who knows? I like that, though. Maybe that's a point of conversation we can talk about in a later date. We're just fascinated by the fact there's a wasp in Ellie's light fitting.
Where did that come from? I've not noticed that before.
I don't know.
Bit weird.
Okay.
Well,
so Shannon Kate Archer says.
Shannon Kate Archer is also confessing to drunken boasting about your children. I think I told someone mine were gifted.
Oh, bless
Wrong
you.
Wrong on so many levels, she said. Bless.
Oh, we all do that.
We've
all got a bit drunk and go, oh, they're lovely. She said this the other day. Yeah. Oh, he does this thing with the thing and they're so great.
He's got 10 fingers. I can't believe it.
Oh,
it's
look
amazing.
What I've made that with my own body.
Yeah.
Love me.
Yeah. Now, have you thought of a scummy mummy confession?
Oh, yes. No, my scummy mummy confession this week. Hugo's not the greatest at eaters, so anytime he does eat, we all get very excited, even if it is a jelly bean, which most of the time it is just a jelly bean. But the other day, I kind of got a hint that he was hungry because he lay on the floor trying to chip off an old Cheerio with his teeth. Sort of licking it and trying to chip away at the Cheerio underneath the table. I'm like, are you hungry, lovely darling. Oh. Are you trying to tell me through these actions that you would like something to eat?
Oh,
bless. I did have several other poo stories, but I think I've gone to poo town so many times on this podcast.
And I've done a poo story. Maybe we'll do like a special poo cast where all we talk about is poo.
That's
and
right.
We just get it out of our systems. That's and then it. People don't have to listen to it. They'll be, oh, that's the poo one.
Yeah.
Let's not.
Yeah, Matilda did poo in the bath this week, but look, you know, everyone has that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, she pooed in the bath, and then Hugo was screaming, and I got her out, and I cleaned her up, and then I forgot that she pooed in there. This is like last time, and we all got in the shower the next day and said, is that poo in the bath? I was like, yes! Oh, dear. Filth. I was like, don't worry, I'll clean it. And he was cross, Ellie. That's the word for it. Cross.
So then you got your own back by putting one under his pillow.
That's right.
Oh, dear.
That's enough, really.
That's probably a bit. As always, please do send your Scummy Mummy confessions because they give us a reason to keep going.
They do. We like hearing your feedback. We love to be loved.
Yes.
And please come along to the show. And also, we will be having some guest speakers coming up very soon. Someone will be joining us on Ellie's couch in upcoming podcasts. Could be
Kate Middleton. Could be one of our friends. Who knows? Anything can happen.
But we'll let you know. And
that's happening. But yeah, the show 9th of November, the London Theatre, New Cross, scummymummies.com. It's all on there. I'm just trying to sell tickets for this, but I'm not doing a very good job.
It's a fiver.
It's £5 for cheap an hour as. Of.
Mm.
So we might. To be honest, if we don't get together and write
there'll
it, we're just going to play the podcast.
There'll be prizes. You could actually win back more.
There are going to be prizes.
We could give you wine, whatever you want, really. Yeah. Please come to us.
We'll give you your money back.
We'll throw £5 at you. Worth it for the trip itself, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a Saturday night, you know. Leave the husband at home. Come and have a laugh.
But in the meantime, we're going to be carrying on with the podcast. And on our next episode, we're going to be talking about crying. Because that's jolly.
Yeah.
Thought that'd be funny. We're going to talk about how, like, after you've had a baby, do you feel that you cry more at stuff? Mm. And if so, what is the most embarrassing sort of inappropriate thing that has made you cry?
Mm.
My son is literally waking up.
Yes.
I'm going to go and deal with it. Helen, you can, you know, just reiterate.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Ellie's going to.
This is live. This is real.
Charlie's woken up. We can hear him on the monitor. We've laughed far too loudly, Ellie. So it's scummymummies.com, scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com, @scummymummies, at the Twitter, and of course on Facebook, /scummymummiespodcast. Scummy Mummies is a different category altogether. Anyway, dear listener, that's enough from me and Ellie. We will see you and hear from you very soon. Good night.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order.
quince.com/style.